again.
Thank you for the pause.
That's an overview of some data. I don't know.
His funding probably would be along the same lines as Otto's, wouldn't it?
Yes. That's where I first learned about the 506Bs.
All right. You're not going to need any more funding sources. I hear that your ones are saturated. Isn't that wonderful news?
Yes.
You're going to get them all approved. There would be some not as good as others. But these ones are not going to want to turn you down. And once you get a couple of projects out there for 100 to 125 million, it doesn't matter if they do or don't. It will be cheaper in the long run for you to do business with Otto, and I think probably more secure. You're going to have to weed out. You're not going to be able to accept all of these that are offering you money. Nor do you want to invest in it. There's no point in it. You can't legally do it. However, if he has a legitimate source of 22% return of money, that is where his greater value is. But I have an agreement with John Jeffers. I have talked. I have watched this young man work. I have watched him maintain integrity in one of the vilest businesses that there is. And he will handle the reserve funds. It would be a good idea, Oberle, if you share some of this with John. He will not betray you to Gary Moody unless you ask him to. He just tell him that you have these tentative situations. He'd be very relieved. And that you have access to ones who claim they have 22% money. Would he be willing to talk to that one? That we want to utilize the very best return of money, that it would be obvious now there would be huge sums of money. It would begin to make sense to John also. We say we have these tentative approvals. We're not going to take anything away from Gary Moody, with the exception of ABT, aren't we? So if Gary wants to go ahead and fund it and we buy out Otto with it, so that we might have that money to roll over for a while, we'll work it out. Ask his opinion. And tell him that we want to do business with Gary Moody, but it's dragging on there too. And then you can make him feel a little bit better. Ask him if he's going to make it through all right. If you end up with 3 million, you might want to help him a little. Somewhere along the line, everybody's rent had to go. It has been a long, long, hard journey. Creeping journey.
Ma'am?
Yes.
I have another gentleman I work with, the one that AJ asked me about, in Walla Walla. His name's Ken Rasmussen.
Yes.
In Nashville, Canada.
Yes.
I believe he's being held for monetary success for the same reason. He just writes business proposals and business plans and visits. And I had a wonderful relationship, so to speak, with him in business during the time that I was there with General Printing. Could I ask if there's anything in the future that we could think of? Obviously, once we have the business up and going and we can write more business plans, I'd like to invite him to help write business plans in this area. I'm not, I I never really talked to them too much about anything outside of, so to speak, Christianity, because he's pretty much hooked into that.
There's nothing wrong with Christianity. It's what's wrong with the Christian churches.
Well, I know, but that's
I hear
what
you.
I'm alluding to.
I hear you.
Because there's no reason to ruffle people's feathers, and he also hears me, gasps, and hears me talking on the phone, and he wants to know more about, you know, the overall view of things. I didn't go into it too much because I wanted not to ruffle our relationship at the time. But is there a possibility that we work with him in the future here?
Oh, I would think so. I would also like to know where General Printing is. Is it only with Deacon?
No, it's been with a number of places that was placed on a process of the CD borrowing. It needs to be, I'm getting ready to replace it. It needs to be redone as though we're purchasing it with General Printing to move it in the first part of 89.
Have you heard back from the ones at General Printing?
I have talked to them, yes. They are eager to do whatever it is we want to do.
Very good. Then I would suggest you rewrite the proposal and get it to Otto.
Okay. The other was that...
I don't want Otto to go for the day without a new proposal.
All right. Ken was going to meet with General Printing today and work on that, start to work on that proposal. Also, a proposal for a large web press, which would be a combination lease for Otto and a 506B package for a large web press would be excellent for books, as many as possible.
Yes, let's do up a beautiful package.
And he will work on that from there, so it will free us up also. All right.
Very good.
And so I was also thinking about sending him a little bit of money if we get that $3 million to help sustain him while he writes that proposal.
Yes. We'll just have to help our brothers out here for their father.
Been an active day. It's a good day. I appreciate you coming around and it makes me feel more of what it feels like to have you near.
Thank you. I have a vested interest in this talk, so you know.
I know, I think I have a bigger vested interest than I ever would know.
Yes. But you once will open your eyes one of these days. Like I say, we'll have a good chuckle about it.
I'd like to put the timer on now.
we could accelerate that process.
I just want it to come on, but not to step out while it's still coming on, so I know that's always a fear. Pull it before it all, light all the way comes on.
It's half an eyelid. It's
for the barbs, isn't it?
It's blind.
It's twitching.
Steps have to be taken. I think that it would be very good for Margaret to hear this particular tape.
Yeah. I have a question regarding, I started to bring up this morning, but I didn't think it was really the proper time. Now it may be. On this morning's written message, there was a mention of have a copy of it laying around.
No.
Regarding this, I forget exactly how it was worded, but it was something in the fact of instead of us pondering, figuring out strategy on different things, to what we should be looking at is forming these first corporations, and I would think that these should be in the works right now. So
oh, wait, let's not rush out there and misinterpret what I said.
Okay, well, that's what I'm trying to find.
Thank you, because I do want you to, I want to clear it up. We have it under control.
Okay.
What I didn't want you doing was trying to figure out strategy for receiving $90 million.
Right.
by changing corporate names a little bit. The big boys listen on your telephones. That is just slightly shady. We're not going to do anything even remotely slightly shady. For one thing, I will protect my own speakers. Guess who would go to prison? Well, Dorma is not going to like it in there. And I don't think Oberly will either. And you can very well get hanged for aiding and abetting fraud. We don't need any such thing. We don't want it, we don't need it. So don't spend your time trying to figure out how to get it. When the time comes and you have all of this money flowing, and those lenders want to figure out how to get you working with their money, we'll give them some more projects. You have 4 pages of them. Very, very good projects, from catfish farms to chlorella banks. We're not going to give anybody any bad ones. And we will do everything we can to give them projects that can be projected to more than pay for themselves, even if it is land. We will divide it up as if we were going to develop it, so that it is worth that much that way. So that always, gentlemen, if we have to, we can do it that way. It will not come to it. There will be other places to put the housing, and they are interested in making money on their money. But if you plant it in grain and you can't make the payment, they may insist you put up the houses. Do you see what I mean? Always you do it properly, and you will never have any reason to be concerned about it. When I talk about corporations, you will have to receive money into a capital corporation. Let us call it ABC. Advanced Building Capital. You will receive your 33 million probably into that. I will always have Oberly setting up a capital corporation for each project. Then that money will be dispersed to other corporations working. So you will want an ABT, Advanced Builders Technology. Advanced Builders Incorporated. You don't want huge corporations not doing business in the state of California. You want to keep them relatively small. For each one of those you set up, it will have a home office in the state of Nevada, so that you can write a check from ABC to ABT, right through a Nevada bank. And then those ones can make the arrangements in the state of California, doing business in California. So we know how to do it. That isn't the problem. All of you don't know how to do it, and there's no point in everybody, except other than interest, to see how it works. And the little brochure that Rick has explains it pretty well. They call it Warbucks and Red Ink. You always want to set it up so that if you want to disband one of these California corporations, you can run it right into the dark. And you also want to have enough sister or brother corporations actually doing business in a similar line of business, is more what I would suggest. ABT at the end of the fiscal year, for instance, gets rid of most all of its profit money over to TerraBlock, because they watch Equal Services. why, you know, why would this company need to be investing over there? Well, it could be that you need some machinery. So you always have a great diversification of corporations. That's why when I talk 400, that's very, very minimum. You may have 15, 20 corporations for one business. And as you get bigger, it'll be even more than that. Every motion picture, every documentary will be a different, possibly three corporations. Did that explain it enough?
Yeah, I had a picture of that much of it already. I did read the brochure already.
Okay.
From the Nevada Corporation. When this first front money, we'll need to have one or several corporations to have that disbursed in?
Don't worry about it. We've already got 7 or 8 or 10 lined up, holding in Nevada. Already approved. It's just a matter of sending them their check, and they'll set up the bank accounts and everything. That does mean that somebody better get busy on the computer, and Mr. Britzner better show a little more interest. The ones who don't show interest, I'm telling you, brothers, write zing all fast. They'll have to be replaced. We don't have time. It seems like it never comes, so everybody gets really complacent. But the day it comes, you have to be ready to move. And, of course, you've got 2 or 3 months before the major funding would come from Otto. It might well be that, hold your breath, and Gary will go ahead and fund Terrablock first. But you'll just ask him to do that. That was the first one he got. And if this other one is already in processing, there you have your first contradiction. You're going to have to work it out with him to see what he wishes to do. You see, this one's going to have cash on hand. After he rolls his money over for a few times, he's got to, he must find a home for it.
I'm sure we'll be able to help him out.
Yes, I'm sure so too. I like to help people out with those kinds of problems. It is especially important that somewhere down the end of this line that we have covered our tracks closely enough so that it does not appear that you are a big holding company. You see, this is one thing that we didn't get to when we were talking the other day about North Tehachapi, Capitol Hills. You can't go down there to the city fathers and say, we're going to do this, 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 this. We have this mammoth plan. Because you are a series of maybe 50 corporations. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. That's their problem. You're one more little corporation wanting to come in here and build a little factory. As long as you play it that way, one by one, that is not your problem. It may get to be our problem, simply because they may not be able, Jim and John, to pull it off. But without this major, major development scheme, why would they stop you? They can handle one more, and one more. And then by the time they see what kind of a massive problem they have, you can help them also figure out how to handle it. And that would be one dandy one to put before the king. Because you would have really established a need for a sewer system.
That's for sure.
Just one step at a time.
Anything else? Well, I guess I've answered all the questions in the universe.
Oh, boy.
Except what is time?
Well, that's what I just wrote down on this little piece of paper, one step at a time.
If you could only figure out what time is.
Yeah, then we could go which step it was.
Yes.
The infinite moment.
Is it the first or the last?
It's both.
Neither.
And neither.
Well, we've manifested some semblance of time, so we'll have to live in it.
Well, I guess ultimately, or fairly soon, we're going to have to set up corporations for each of us as individuals, too.
Yes, sir. You don't want to be receiving very much of anything.
Mm-hmm. No. So I talked with my ex-wife before I came here, and I told her that she's going to have to run a trust or a corporation for my children, because a lot of my things will be put in there. She says, I'll see that when it comes. But
you can set it up exactly like you want it. And you can manage it completely. I'm telling you, you. Because that's one nice thing about a corporation. And a family corporation is the very best thing that you can do. Because a corporation never goes into probate. You can arrange it so that there is non-voting stock that you manage until your death or you change it. And then at your death, the corporation continues to run and whatever stock is dispersed. And you will have everything, including your house, preferably with a will, so that your children will get what it is of special interest to each one. But basically, the house, everything stays intact as a corporation, and it just continues to function. You ones cannot seem to disattach yourself from these new birth creations, and you really don't have anything to say about it. A new corporation is a new baby, and your new babies are being born in Nevada. They are Nevada citizens.
Commander?
Yes.
So as individuals, will we do DBAs here, or will we actually do corporations here doing business with our Nevada corporations?
No, you will be Nevada corporations doing business in the state of California, if you, depending on your qualifications. You will not have any California corporations. I'll tell you how important it is. California has doubled the price from $300 to $600 for doing business in the state of California if you're not a state corporation. You can incorporate in California for $300 and it's not worth it. They've got your name all over everything.
Mm-hmm. You can't incorporate as an individual though in California.
Well, I don't know. I'm not interested in California. So.
Commander?
Yes.
Is there, I'm going to ask you a question about EJ since he's not here. is there, he's not feeling well today. Is there anything we could do to assist him? Okay.
He's just fine.
That would help me out a lot with what we just discussed about the corporations. It was a little thing that I had in my mind. And we sent out, how many packages did we send out on Split Pea today?
Eight.
Very good.
And
this was a constructive day all the way around.
It was.
Very productive.
You're going to love it when you can start declining. It's going to do you a great deal of personal good.
I can see that.
Actually, it feels pretty good now.
And it doesn't require that much. And some will simply not appeal to one investor. And maybe a restaurant complex will be one that Otto will say, I don't know how I feel about that. I'm not sure about that. And that might be the very one you see you send through Panama.
Right. Anderson's
hotels are a little more different breed, so to speak.
Yes.
And there's a different kind of people that like those kinds.
You're dealing with some people who want product.
Right.
And I just don't be concerned about it. Just keep sending them all out there.
Commander?
Yes.
Earlier this evening, EJ spoke with Frank Sands, was it?
Right.
Yes, from
TerraBlock.
From TerraBlock.
Worldwide.
I'd like to hear that. He wants his $25,000 also.
Yes.
Or
yes,
they're going to want.
They spoke about Panama a bit, and he's fine. He can wait.
Yeah.
He's okay.
Well, I'm waiting for them to threaten us.
Sands?
Yes.
Well,
He kind of did, in a way, because
EJ said, if you want, I'll just retract our contracts from you.
He said, no.
Sands got on the, we want your business.
Yeah.
So that kind of took EJ off the hook. So
they left mid-December, December 15th, as a date for some monies to arrive here that could then be funneled his way. And he was fine with that.
No, they've been doing that since last summer, so it's all right.
But it was a fairly upbeat.
Yes, Frank is one of us. He would be here. He's just waiting. The bosses, the owners, they pulled some very interesting shenanigans. What they did, am I off tape?
No,
did I hear going to a site and measuring the moisture content in the earth? But quite frankly, that varies with a foot of depth. So you really need an automatic moisture measuring device. And it doesn't require very much. A little waterer machine that you just stick in a pot of flowers.
Right.
So it's not very sophisticated. But they don't really want to push us. You see, they don't have anybody else wanting to build a factory for them. And that gives you rights and keeps them out of these five states. Well, you don't sign anything that says you can't manufacture every kind of TerraBlock machine there is. You will not go into competition in their own factory, but they have given you nothing except a pain. Keep asking for their $25,000 down. Until last month, until that can of bricks came, and this has been going on now since at least last November, October, September, sometime like that. Actually, they have been talking to TerraBlock since 3 years ago, Norma and Oberle. We have not even seen a brick. I think that's because neither had they. So you must not let people push you around. People threaten, just like Otto. Got to have your $25,000. Well, now you have a reason to give it to him. Before, he hadn't given you any reason to give it to him. Now you can understand each other.
Otto also talked a lot more today than normal. So, again, I'm amazed up at that. Smile like it, I can tell when people are smiling on the phone.
Yes.
He was happy to be talking to me, and I just liked that. It's a good feeling.
Yes.
It makes you be able to communicate better. And I know it was because of the influence, but I really appreciate that. It did make it more easy.
It would be a very good relationship. And I tell you these other things so that you don't feel backed into a corner. I want you always to play from strength. You just haven't really seen it yet. You have the world, gentlemen.
Are there any letters we could be writing politically to Sacramento that might help facilitate the permitting of TerraBlock or any steps?
I would not do anything until you get money and it's settled. There are other states that are already permitted. There is already a backlog of machinery to be built. You'll have to be building. It isn't worth your time. It just is not worth your time right now. believe me, when the time comes, Henderson will get it in there and it will get permitted. Or Parsons will. Wait until you have that kind of muscle. Because it isn't worth your time.
Okay, I was just kind of curious about that.
You have a lot to do with Terror Block before you need to bid with it.
Yeah.
And with all the stuff that you can do now, you don't need it.
Would you care to share with the commander about the racetrack? The training track?
I talked to a gentleman today that had just come back from Panama. Virgil Bodhi.
Yes.
He was down there representing a Anderson's that was trying to be built in just outside of Sacramento in Placerville.
Yes.
He had some favorable responses, but basically it came down in his, just know where he stands, it came down in his opinion that he needs to lock up a piece of property that the Anderson's would be built on. Needs $1.8 million, and he's afraid to pay the fees to Panama in a possibility to lose the land and then not have the transaction go through. He's kind of in a catch-22 situation, but he knows that there's a lot of hoops to jump through, so to speak, for Panama, but he feels it could work.